In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. As always, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. And we're off to another week, slowly inching into spring. You may not know that by the snow we just had, but that's Colorado. So those of you that are transplants here, that can happen all the way into the 1st of May. Fair warning. Impossible question of the day. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. According to a study, researchers say that to be on the safe side, you should eat this when it's less than 12 hours old. What is it? Sushi. Here's some ideas. Sushi, coffee, pizza, avocado, and so on. So study says that to be on the safe side, you should eat this when it's less than 12 hours old. I normally, Charlie, the ideas that are given to us are not the real answer. So I would initially say sushi, although I've eaten sushi a couple of days later and it's not a big deal. Granted, it's probably not the best idea, but I have. So I'm not sure on this one. Pizza, everybody eats cold pizza 2-3 days later, so that's not a big deal. I can't see how an avocado would be that. Coffee? Yeah, I don't know why you'd want eat. I don't know why you'd want to drink coffee more than 12 hours old. It starts to get nasty, if you ask me. It can even create mold and other junk inside, which I'm not into drinking or eating. So give us your ideas. Again, the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Researchers say that it's, to be on the safe side, I should say, eat this when it's less than 12 hours old. All right, on today's show, this first hour, we're going to talk about IBM digital passports and some other sundry things. Jarrett Stepman will join us. We'll talk about what's going on down at the border again. Hour number two. Pandemic year tax tips. And then, of course, my son Richard will join us here. We'll talk about sports in Denver, what's happening with some of our arenas and the reopening of. Hour number three, Frank Knapp Jr. He is with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And we'll talk about small businesses and health insurance when it comes to what's been going on with COVID. So that's all up on today's show. Got lots to talk about today. And just real quick, we may be, and this is not a, well, I guess it is a positive. They just haven't figured out all the details yet. But as of Friday evening, Colorado had announced that they will be loosening once again some of our COVID restrictions this coming Wednesday. How many of those restrictions and what will that look like afterwards? I do not have the answer to that. And a lot of it, I think, again, they were trying to get that worked out Friday night and exactly how that's going to look on Wednesday. I'm sure we will know here as we get closer to Wednesday or Wednesday itself. But according to an article that I read, the biggest changes to the dial, they're going to change the dial again. Counties will be able to move into level green, the most lenient level, if they have up to 35 corona cases per 100,000 people. That's up from 15 cases. By the way, think of that for a moment, folks. 35 cases for 100,000 people. I hope you can see how minuscule that actually is. That's not very many people, by the way, as far as who has it. 100,000 is a lot of people, 35,000, not very many. That would be like taking all of Mile High Stadium plus a quarter more, or whatever we call it now, Charlie. It's not Mile High Stadium. It's not Invesco Field now. It's Empower Field. I can't keep it. I can't remember. Empower Field now. I'll always remember it as Mile High Stadium. Anyways, that stadium holds about 75,000 roughly. So take that plus a quarter more to get to the 100,000 people and imagine that entire stadium with just 35. Well, currently it's 15 cases. It's now going to move to 35 cases. But think about if all those people, you know, you're up high, the blimp, showing the, you know, camera down on top of the stadium, and you point, you know, you have 35 dots all over the stadium. That's what that really would amount to. Think about how few of people that actually is. And then, you know, it'd be like finding Waldo, pick the 35 people out of the 100,000. My point is this. It's such a minuscule number. Why we're even dealing with this now, I talk about this consistently to no avail, of course. Counties will be able to move into level blue, the second most lenient level, if they have up to 100 cases per 100,000. The most restrictions in level green are removed, though bars, this is the other one I don't understand. Bars, gyms, and indoor events must still adhere to the 50% capacity limit or a 500-person cap, which is ever fewer. So if you are a church that holds 5,000, which, by the way, there's several in our town that do, 4,000 to 5,000, even though a 50% capacity limit in their realm would be 2,000 to 3,000 people, roughly, they are still capped at 500. Now, I understand churches in general don't follow under these rules, although a lot of those churches still are. But you get where I'm going with this and have all along. All of these rules and regulations that we're currently following have no rhyme or reason to them. Bars can now open under level blue, which most of the state is now under, with a capacity limit of 25% or 75 people. Retail offices and non-critical manufacturing, which I don't know what that means because to me everything's critical. In level blue, counties may now open to 75% capacity, up from 50. Outdoor capacity limits will no longer be in effect for counties in levels green and blue. And the state's mask order could be erased starting April 4th for counties in level green and blue. Although I will tell you that if you ask me, that statement there, and I've said this all along, I hope I'm wrong. Pray that I'm wrong. I'm going to talk about this when we come back when it comes to what's happening in Oregon. I will be surprised if, as a state, we ever go to maskless level. And I mean that. It's already getting to the point, folks, to where we've been so conditioned, I say we, not me, but others have been so conditioned across the country, and I talked about this some last week, where we've got places in Texas like the HEB markets where they've been a really good leader when it comes to, you know, providing the things needed during different types of national or state disasters, I guess you could say, down in the Texas area. A great family-owned business. Well, they're having issues now where there are those coming in without a mask because the mask mandate has been lifted in the state. I believe HEB still has a mask mandate for the business itself, which, not saying that's neither right or wrong, it just is what it is. And there's now, if you would, fights breaking out in some of the grocery aisles because of those that believe strongly in masks versus those that do not. We have literally now, because of what's happened with COVID and the response to it, which, by the way, has been far overrated as far as I'm concerned, and I think the data proves that, we are now entering into a new age of almost civil discourse between those that don't believe in masks and those that do. So thank you, federal and state governments, for creating yet another division among people. Now, not like we don't have enough already with all the other things we have going on. Politically speaking, you know, there's big race debates going on now, which, you know, we get into on a regular basis here, which I'll give you my opinion when we get to one of those. I don't believe it's as bad as they all say it is. In fact, I think they drum up a lot of that at times that doesn't even exist. But we now are entering into a new era in the country whereby those that believe in masks versus those that do not, I do believe that it's going to come to a head on a national basis. Problem is, we don't have leadership in place in most places to deal with it. Here in Colorado, we don't. Texas, they do. But there's other places around the country where we do not, and federally, we do not. We do not have a president or a cabinet or any of the leaders around him that are able to deal with something that would come out of what I just said a moment ago. So we'll talk more about that as we go through the day today. I've got some other things I want to talk about when we come back, some things going on in Oregon and such. But that's what may be coming on Wednesday. We will see how this goes and what kind of an actual loosening of the dial, if you would, or the dial 3-0, as they call it. We'll find out more about that as we get into Wednesday. But for now, that's what we have to look forward to. Jared Stettman, again, will join us here at the 3:30 mark. In the meantime, though, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your future financial plans, whatever those might be. And if you don't know what they are and you haven't even started planning, I would suggest you get after that now. Go to klzradio.com, find Al there, or call 303-744-1128.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods, folks, and hopefully you had a great meet-in weekend. Not a meet-out, but a meet-in. And real quick, the governor, of course, is taking all sorts of credit for the fact that the folks like myself and others found it, very pleasing to go out and eat meat over the weekend. He's taking credit for all the meat sales, of course, now, which, we'll get into some of that when we come back here in a moment. But hopefully you had a great weekend eating meat. If you didn't, or you did and you'd like to restock the fridge, or you didn't, but you'd still like to participate, Barber's Foods, and I had some of their beef and chicken over the weekend. And again, it is the greatest meat you'll ever eat. Here in the Colorado area. Colorado native, locally grown. A lot of their meat is. The chicken comes out of California. It's air-chilled. The bison comes out of the Wagyu comes out of Nebraska. Again, all of their meats, they know exactly where they come from, how they get processed, and, of course, how they make it to your table. Find them at barbersfoods.com. You can order online. They'll deliver right to your doorstep. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
My goodness, this is now the fourth time that President Biden has referred to his vice president as President Harris. And I think it's reasonable and it's fair and it is acceptable for Americans to wonder what's going on here.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Real quick, special announcement. Most of you probably have already heard this. It's probably been all over the news. It just came out on Twitter a moment ago. There is an active shooter at the King Supers up in Boulder on Table Mesa Drive and Broadway. So avoid that area. Police are en route. And I think I've already seen pictures where they're there now. So if you're in that particular area, South Boulder, I would probably stay away from that area just from all of the activity going on. We'll find more out as we probably go through the show here and or on tonight's news. But that is an active shooter at the King Supers on Table Mesa Drive in Broadway in Boulder. Craig in Wheat Ridge, you're up, sir. How are you today? Happy Monday.
Same to you, John. Just some observations on the mask issue. There was just a news break where they said, you know, now that people have gotten vaccinations, they want to start planning vacations.
Right.
Well, the, you know, the Debbie Downers that run the commercials saying, well, you know, these guys with the health departments are saying, not so fast. It's still not safe. You know, you've had your vaccinations. We discourage travel, and we expect you to still wear your mask. Well, what was the point of getting the vaccination in the first place?
Well, you know, and that, you know, to your point, Craig, that's, you know, we played, you know, Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci last week, and that was the point Rand Paul had with Dr. Fauci was, listen, wait a minute, time out here. You know, you told us all from the get-go that if everybody would go out and do these things, we could get back to normal. Now what you're saying is, I guess there is no normal, and the fact is we're going to be wearing masks and social distancing and not traveling and not doing the things that we've enjoyed for, you know, the last, you know, however many millennial. We will now not be doing that any longer because of what you're now saying could be some remote chance of, you know, catching COVID. And Rand Paul really called Fauci on the carpet for that, because basically what he's saying is, where's the incentive to do what you guys are saying?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, many of the local stations are still running PSAs.
Yes.
Still the, you know, wear your mask.
Oh, I'm tired of that one. The one, real quick, Craig, the one where, you know, it's the old Southern boy, it sounds like, or the Texan or whatever he is, the cowboy, you know, from the CDC telling us, you know, we better, you know, hey, partner, wear your mask sort of a thing. I am so tired of hearing those. Every time I hear the radio, I want to turn it to something else.
Well, you know, have you noticed they've kind of edited those to include, well, there's these new variants.
Yes.
These new variants of the virus. So, whoa, you know, put on the brakes. You know, it's just, it seems like they can continue to conjure up new reasons to ask us to wear a mask, maintain this. And I know, you know, like we've talked about before, if you're going to go into a store, you're going to have to put on a mask.
Right.
And I happened to be at a checkout lane the other day, and the woman was commenting about our weather, about how much snow we'd gotten. This was about a week ago. She goes, boy, you get a lot of snow around here. And I said, well, where are you from? She didn't have a mask on, which I didn't have any problem with whatsoever. I was, you know,
right,
not upset by it. I had my mask on. And she said, oh, and you're really strict about your masks. And I said, well, you know, if it were my choice, I wouldn't even have this on right now. It's our governor that pretty much dictates what goes on in our state. And she said, well, I said, where are you from? She said, I'm from Kansas.
Hmm.
And she said, we have a mask mandate in Kansas, but nobody pays any attention to it.
That's good, actually. Because I, when you said Kansas, I first thought, well, man, they've been pretty heavy-handed with some of that. But to your point, evidently, I think Nebraska's kind of the same way. Even when they've had mask mandates up there, outside of some of their larger cities, most of the folks up there haven't paid any attention to it.
Right. So,
well, you know, so the question remains, Craig, you know, if we, you know, get to this new 3-0 dial, which they're talking about putting out Wednesday, I'm still one, and I hope I'm wrong, but I would doubt very seriously in Colorado if we're maskless for, you know, for quite some time. That's just my own opinion. I know Andy disagrees, which, you know, I hope Andy's right, by the way. I really do. He's thinking by the first part of May, we won't have to dink with him anymore. But I don't know, Craig. I'm beginning to wonder, you know, nationwide even, are we going to have this sort of this patchwork of states where certain states you're wearing a mask and certain states you're not? And is this going to create some sort of a new, you know, let's move to where there's no mask required sort of a thing?
Well, boy, the thought has entered my wife's mind and I mean, it's like, are we going to continue? And, you know, Colorado's got a lot of other political issues that we disagree with and are unhappy with. But as long as you continue to see people driving in their automobiles by themselves with their mask on, out walking their dog in the fresh air by themselves wearing their mask, it's like these people are going to continue if
yes.
the rest of us decide
yes.
not to wear ours.
Well, and you know, and I guess where I go with that, Craig, is if that's what those individuals choose to do, you know, so be it. I mean, if you're somebody that really loves masks and you want to wear one the rest of your life, you know, knock your socks off. Just like if you want to wear, you know, pink shorts and a yellow top every day for the rest of your life, Craig. I mean, I really could care less as far as that goes. Just don't force me to do it.
Right. I mean, you know, if people want to wear their pajamas to go
right.
to the grocery store, I mean,
more power to them.
Then I'm not going to do it, but, you know, if that's what they want to do, then go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know? I don't really care what others do in that regard, as long as they're not, you know, force feeding it upon me. You know, I'm fine with that. I mean, again, I think we should get to the point as a country even where if you feel like you want to be, you know, one of those individuals that wears a mask for the rest of your life and you feel like it's been something that's protected you and you've done better with it, then, you know, knock your socks off. But just don't tell me I have to do it, because I'm getting to the point, Craig, where it really is becoming an annoyance having to wear it.
Well, you know, I think I don't know who you were talking to last week. One of those people, I think it was Andy. Are you one of those people, the minute you get out of the business, you
yes.
fling it off your face?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I mean, I am the one where I'm taking it off in the entryway. I'm not even getting out the exit door. I figure by the time I'm entering the exit door itself, it can come off, because what are they going to do at that point? Throw me out of the store? I'm already on my way out. So, the reality is I've got it off as soon as I get through the door. I'm not even waiting until I get outside.
Right.
And, you know, you get the stink eye from the folks walking in because it looks like you haven't worn it the entire time you've been in there. And honestly, Craig, I really don't care.
Well, again, I think, you know, the mask mandate, even if it's lifted, I still think you're going to have businesses that are going to require you to wear
I agree.
It before you even enter. And that's if that then you have the option of.
Yes. Yes.
Of, you know, shopping there or not.
That's right.
And if you really don't want to deal with it, then you can choose to shop somewhere else. But I think it's in Colorado, it's going to be hard to find a business that won't require you.
Craig, I appreciate the call, and I think you are exactly right. Mike and Aurora, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, John, I can tell this mask thing chaps your ride as much as mine.
Oh, it just drives me nuts, Mike. Yeah.
Oh, man, it makes me angry. And that redneck PSA
yes.
guy commercial, I hate that thing.
Me too. Every time I hear it, I want to just turn the dial and go someplace else, because to me, it's just, number one, they're talking to us like we're a bunch of children. I'm not a child. I get it. You know what? I know the risks that are out there. I know COVID exists. I know the flu exists. I know all these things are out there. And if I still choose to go out and do whatever I need to do, Mike, whether I wear a mask or not, that should be my right to do so. And this whole, it's all about health. First of all, it never was. It still isn't. And it's never going to be, because it's been proven over and over again, these things do nothing to actually prevent the spread of this thing at all. In fact, I've said time and time again, and I think as time goes by, I'll be proven even more right than I am now, that wearing them actually makes it worse, not better.
Yeah, that commercial, I feel like they're thinking or treating me like a hick or something. And you noticed they always try to reverse the mask thing back on to you. If you're not getting the vaccine, then fine. They say, you know, you're not getting the vax, then you should stay home.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting how, you know, they're really, what's going to happen here next, I'm going to talk about this some a little bit later also, Mike, and then I think our topic for this week's National Crawford Roundtable is, you know, should you or should you not, you know, get the vaccine? Where do you stand on that? And I think it's going to get the point, Mike, where basically, you know, some people will cave just because of the guilt factor. They're going to just guilt it into doing it. Whether they want it or not, they're going to take it because they're going to feel guilty if they don't. Because it's going to be made to sound like you and I don't care about other people, just like the mask thing. If we don't get the vaccine and we don't wear masks, we don't care about everybody else. That's what's going to be told us.
Yeah, and you should just stay home and crawl under a rock.
Yep. Yeah, Mike, I think you are 100% correct in what you're saying there. I think that's exactly what's coming.
Well, you can see the direction, and will they mandate it, and will there be, may I have your papers, please?
Yeah, yeah, isn't that correct? Well, I've got an article that if I get some time today, I'll talk about with IBM really getting involved now in sort of this electronic passport thing, which, you know, I used to have a lot of respect for IBM back in the day, but every year that goes by, I continue to lose more and more respect for IBM, and the reality is, I'm not sure why I had a lot of respect for IBM in the first place, when in fact they had a lot to do with even keeping track of the numbers, and they had a lot to do with World War II and Hitler and even providing things to him under the table, if you would, which was illegal at the time to even do. and yet they got by doing that. And Mike, I right now at this point in time, I have no respect for IBM whatsoever. Zero, zilch.
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about there. And what about our illustrious weird billionaire Bill Gates?
Yeah, that guy's a freak. That's all I'm going to say. He is a freak and should not have the power that he has. And granted, the only reason he does is because of all the billions that he's made. But that guy, I didn't like him when he was at Microsoft, and I like him less today.
I tell you, our world is screwed up.
Yep, man. Mike, we just got to stand our ground and do what we need to do. And I'm here to tell you, and I hope I'm wrong in this, but this mask thing, it's going to divide the nation more than it is in other areas if they're not careful. That's what the left is pushing right now. And if they're not careful, they're going to have a big fight on their hands. It's already happening in areas where the mask mandates are lifted and folks go in without one. And then the Karens and Kevins of the world, chastise the guy not wearing a mask. So it's already starting.
Yeah, but senile citizen Joe Biden knows he can't mandate it from on high.
No. He can't, but you know what Joe will do and what the feds are trying to do is really, again, back to your point a moment ago about the vaccine and the guilt side, they will guilt everybody into this as much as they can. And Mike, look at how many people, have followed suit even with the mask mandates and so on. I mean, there's so many sheeple out there, not people, but sheeple, where they're just willing to follow the guy in front of them. Unfortunately, we've got a majority of Americans that can't think for themselves now.
I've encountered people that, there's absolute abject fear.
Yes.
I mean, they're literally trembling.
Yes. Yeah, we have literally, for some of these people, Mike, not me, not you, but some of these people have literally lost a year of their lives trembling in fear since last March, worrying that they're going to die. I've got a great article that I'll talk about today if I can, where the statistics basically show that the majority of people, it's a really interesting statistic, 60% of Americans, 60%, so over half of Americans, think that their chances that somebody with COVID will be hospitalized are actually 10% higher than they actually are. In other words, most people think that they or their friends are going to end up in the hospital with COVID, when in fact that's not the case. But that's the fear factor running, Mike.
Oh, it's out of control.
It really is. It really is. So again, all we can do is keep doing what we do, keep talking to your friends and neighbors, and keep the good fight. Mike, I appreciate the phone call as always. I really do, and the support. You and Craig both. We'll take a quick timeout. Jared Stepman will join us from Daily Signal in a moment. American National Insurance is up next, folks. My insurance agent. And, folks, if there's ever a time to be insured and properly insured, it's now. And one of the things I was talking to one of my clients about the other day that we don't really talk about enough here, even on air with Paul, is umbrella policies. And it's something that you probably need to ask Paul about, especially those of you that have a little bit higher not necessarily wealth, but where you've got some risk. You've got teenage drivers and things along those lines. You should be looking at an umbrella policy to protect yourself. It's not that expensive. Ask Paul about that when you call 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. And folks, if you're having trouble seeing out of the windshield that you have now, and it's one of those things that happens subtly where we just get pits and debris and things that hit the windshield, and over time it just starts to get fuzzy and cloudy and you don't even notice that it's that way. It's like a pair of glasses that start to get dirty that all of a sudden you clean and think, wow, I can now see clearly. That's what Novus can do for you, your car, and your windshield. And in most cases, your insurance company will take care of that even when it's not cracked. So find out how that all works. Give them a call today. Find a location near you. It's rushtoreason.com. That's the website. And just look for the Novus link. It's Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at RushToReason.com.
All right, folks, Michael Bailey Law. We talk all the time to Michael, even directly, and it's a mess when things are not dialed in. If something were to happen to you, whether you're something's planned where, you know, death is imminent because of an illness, things along those lines, and even then, sometimes wills aren't handled properly, or something just happens and all of a sudden you or a family member is gone. Those things need to be taken care of now ahead of time because you can't do it after the fact. Give Michael a call today, 720-394-6887, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
What would you say to your niece, home from college on spring break, about the American idea? Kim Munson here. Tuesday is Liberty Toastmasters Day. In order for us to preserve, conserve the American idea, we must articulate why the American idea is better than the radical activist Democrat message of divisiveness, destruction, and dependency. Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking, invites you to an important event on March 24th. And we'll talk about the latest happenings at Water's Edge Winery. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jarrett Stepman joining us now, Daily Signal. Jarrett, how is the weather back east? Because we have snow here today again.
Oh, no, snow again. Well, it's starting to get very warm here back east. We're starting to actually hit 60 degrees and up. So I'm very excited. It finally feels like spring. I'm sorry that you guys are a little behind us right now.
That's all right.
Spring is coming soon.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, in Colorado, I've pushed snow all the way into the, you know, late April, early May. So, no, it'll come around. I'm not too worried about it. And it's funny, though, Jarrett, a lot of our transplants, I think, that have come here from other places, they're probably the ones that are the most shell-shocked, let's say.
I'll bet. Sometimes it's right at the end of the season where you get that bad weather that
yep.
shocks everybody. People are thinking, well, you know, I'm ready for spring. What's with the snow? And
yep.
so I can see why it's a little bit of a shock. But believe me, I'm very happy to see things really finally start to totally change here. I love the warm weather.
I'm ready for it as well. On the same token, though, something that, you know, I guess it's shocking and it's not, Jarrett. When we look south of the border or at the border and we see what's going on, but even further south than that, because it really starts all the way down, you know, Panama above, I guess you could say even. I'm not really shocked at what's happening because ever since, you know, we knew Joe Biden would be president, the onslaught of folks coming up to the border and then, you know, whether they're crossing legally, getting detained or crossing illegally has gone up. I don't even know how many fold since Joe Biden, again, not even becoming president, but just the thought of him becoming president increased that.
It really did. It's amazing how fast this turned into a complete crisis. Now, obviously, there have always been issues on our border. I think that we were kind of getting a handle on a lot of these issues, certainly during the Trump administration prioritized this.
But we've really seen this explode out of control. I mean, the number of illegal crossings we're now seeing every single day is at the highest point for the last 20 years. I mean, we're seeing thousands of illegal border crossings every day, and that includes hundreds and hundreds of unaccompanied minors, which I think adds to the real problem at the border. It's amazing to hear some in the administration, including President Biden, downplay the fact that this is a crisis. I mean, what's really amazing when you add up the humanitarian problem that there is there and this overflow on the border is the fact that we are currently going through a pandemic, the COVID-19
right.
pandemic. I mean, this runs right into the rhetoric about that issue where we're all supposed to be, you know, doing what we can. You know, you're going to have to keep your mask on even after you've been inoculated. And yet we have thousands of people coming across the border. One of the DHS members actually said that somewhere between 50 and 25% are estimated to be positive for COVID-19. I mean, that runs right into the kind of health policies that, hey, we're trying to stamp out this pandemic.
Yeah, for example, and for those of you listening that maybe don't know this, if Jarrett and I were to decide to go on vacation together, pack up, head down, we go to Mexico or anywhere outside of the United States right now, Jarrett, for you and I to come back home. We are U.S. citizens, by the way. For you and I to come home, we have to have a negative COVID test 48 hours before departure, or we cannot get on the airplane or cross the border to come back home, even if we've driven down. So the reality is, as citizens, we can't come home, yet we have this going on.
We do. I mean, I've known people who've basically been trapped in other countries, and yet we basically have people who we have no idea where they've been, where they're coming from. Oftentimes, they are being brought across the border by very much empowered drug cartels. I mean, it's gotten so bad that the drug cartels are actually putting wristbands on people, like you're entering an amusement park.
Wow.
It's some really ugly stuff that we're seeing on the border. And on top of that, the administration is being highly restrictive with the amount of press that can actually cover this. They've prevented journalists from taking pictures. They've been they're all about transparency.
No. There's a gag order on Border Patrol agents right now.
There is, and even the Border Patrol agents are basically being pushed to end the transparency that they say they're all for. I mean, it's like they're hiding this from the American people, the sheer level of crisis that we're seeing. Of course, some pictures have come out about, you know, of these detention facilities. They say that there's a problem with putting children in cages. Now they're putting them in giant plastic cubes. I mean,
right.
I mean I think a lot of the hypocrisy we see on this issue and the obvious, I think Americans in general are not buying a lot of this rhetoric on this. It's very clear when this crisis emerged and really how bad it's gotten is absolutely terrible, whether they restrict access to the media or not. Americans know something is up on our southern border, and they know that given the rhetoric and given the policy changes that we've seen from the incoming administration, you know, there's a clear line to why this is happening right now.
I mean, it's interesting that we've even got, you know, liberal news organizations. I'm reading an NBC News article right now in front of me talking about the crisis at the border. I mean, literally, these are their headlines. So, Biden dispatches top officials to Mexico, Central America as border crisis grows. And yet, our very own press secretary, Jen Psaki, will not acknowledge that there's any kind of a crisis down there. In fact, she'll go as far as to say that the reason these people are coming up here is for, you know, humanitarian reasons, and, you know, and they're basically fleeing their countries because of, I'm trying to figure out what they're fleeing from, Jared. To my knowledge, I didn't realize we had any wars, civil wars, or anything like that going on south of the border all the way down to the Panama Canal. Am I missing something?
I mean, they have had some economic downturns there because of the coronavirus, because of the pandemic and all these things.
But my point, though, Jared, is there's no war-torn country between here and the canal.
Oh, no, for sure not. And I think that the idea that this frankly, almost unprecedented spike is because of some specific reason, some economic condition in one of these countries, I just don't think Americans would buy that. I mean, you can see, I mean, look, a direct line. There's been a policy, first of all, the rhetoric change from Biden, who has sent obviously mixed messages about, you know, detaining people at the border, plus the policy change. I mean, there's a direct one where essentially those who could, under the Trump administration, they changed the policy to make sure that people who wanted asylum would have to apply in their own countries or in Mexico. They could not just simply cross the border and apply for asylum. Biden changed that order. So all these people now are coming into the United States, then they're applying for asylum, then they're getting a court date, maybe, And then they're just being released, essentially. And I think that's what's really driving a lot of people. Of course, they're using drug cartels. Drug cartels very happy to take their money and intimidate these people. And they bring them across the border in the thousands, in the tens of thousands. I mean, it's stunning.
Well, and again, I'm not trying to be, you know, unsensitive to anything going on at the border, Jared, especially when it comes to kids and, you know, some of the humanitarian efforts that are going on there. But I guess I'm still trying to figure out, I understand COVID, I understand the, you know, the economic impact and the things that you just said a moment ago, but outside of that, you know, Jen Psaki is basically saying, quote, children presenting at our border who are fleeing violence or fleeing persecution, who are fleeing terrible situations, is not a crisis, she said. We feel it's our responsibility to humanly approach this circumstance and make sure they are treated and put into conditions that are safe. Well, number one, there's nowhere in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution that says what she just said is our responsibility. Number two, I still go back to the question I asked. What are these terrible, outside of the economic situation, where's the violence and persecution coming from?
Well, it's not. I mean, and that's just a fact. And I think that that's been the reality there for a while. It's not like, you know, these are countries that are in a state of civil war where, look, I mean, there are certain circumstances which we do grant asylum to people
Correct.
From various countries.
Correct.
But all this has to be weighed against the interests of the United States. It has to be understood that there is a cost to this. I mean, we saw similar policies under the Obama administration. I mean, the whole thing with the children in the cages, that started in 2014 under the Obama administration. I think it comes down to a mentality. You know, this idea that if you just simply, you know, hey, we're going to be nice to people, we're going to let people in, we're going to kind of, you know, dodge the laws a little bit, we're going to kind of go around that. Well, what you get is a surge of people who are trying to get in, and a lot of bad, nefarious actors who are willing to prey on people. They promise them many things, they intimidate them. You see, you know, President Trump talked about the coyotes and whatnot. And these are serious problems in a lot of these countries that don't have the most stable and strong government. So you do have people being abused. And now they hear, hey, this new president, Joe Biden, he's just going to let you come in. You don't have to actually apply for citizenship in the way that, you know, typically you're supposed to. You don't have to go through that process. Just hop on over, and you can get all the benefits of American citizenship and then some. And I think that was the bad message that unfortunately has created this entire crisis.
I really wish also that the news media would clarify what children are actually there. I mean, give us the numbers. What I mean by that, Jared, is we in America, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, we're most likely classifying anyone that comes to the border under the age of 18 a child. Now, you and I both know that, you know, MS-13 and other organizations can take kids as young as 13, 14 years of age that are now known, you know, drug thugs, if you would, and gang members that could be 14, 15, 16 years of age. We consider them children. But you and I together, Jarrett, I would not consider those kids children by any stretch of the imagination. And yet they're probably one of these numbers that are coming in.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole problem with this. We don't know who's coming in. And the American people have a right to determine who is coming into this country. You know, we do have a set of laws in place. The Biden administration says, well, we're not for open borders, but they make it almost entirely impossible to actually enforce that border. So what you have is a lot of people, we don't know what their connections are, we don't know what they're about, who essentially stepped around our process for bringing in new citizens to the United States. They stepped around that entirely, but now we have thousands, tens of thousands of people unaccounted for, who knows what their connections are in their other countries, who knows if they're connected
right.
To criminal gang activity. We simply don't know. And that's an injustice to the American, that's a subverting of the will of the American people who have passed these laws to essentially enforce our border. The administration has opened up the floodgates. There's no question about that. I think the evidence, even if the media can't cover it, I think there's no question about that. You know, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you know that there's a serious problem going on right now, and it's not abating.
No, and the other thing that I appreciate about, you know, you and the conversation we've had, which I've really tried to steer away from, Jared, is, you know, and as Christians, yes, I you know, care about, you know, humanitarian efforts and the things that are going on along those lines. But I think the one thing that I appreciate about the conversation we just had is, you know, not highlighting that, because I'm very sympathetic and my heart goes out to folks where they've got no choice of their own. They're in that particular situation because they had nothing to do with it. But these kids at the border that have been drug up here by their parents, and in some cases, you know, women and kids both being put into the sex slave trade and so on, Jared. Those were decisions made by parents back in a country that they could have easily stayed in, but they brought this upon themselves. Not that my heart still doesn't go out to these folks, but again, in a lot of cases, they've created this, and or Joe Biden and his administration, because of an open border, created this.
And it's the ethos of lawlessness that essentially has prevailed. And I think that that only breeds illegal activity. It breeds criminality. I think that's what we've seen. I mean, even in the name of humanitarianism, we've created a humanitarian crisis.
Right.
And this is, in large part, it's our politicians and leaders who have created this problem. Look,
right.
There's ways of bringing people into this country. This is not it. This is not it, by subverting American laws and making it basically saying to the American people, well, you know, your bill doesn't really count at all. We're just going to do what we want. We're going to bring in whoever we want. We don't even know who they are.
That's right.
That's an insult to the American people. It's an insult to our system of law and order that I think needs to exist under the Constitution of the United States. And this is why it's such a meaningful and impactful crisis that, unfortunately, I think it's just going to continue. I mean, if no change is made in rhetoric and policy, this is just going to continue.
Agree. Jared, as always, it's a joy having you. Enjoy your weather. Hopefully you can send some of it our way as well. Daily Signal Heritage as well. Jared, as always, thanks, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great evening. And, folks, let's do this. Ascent Health Center is up next. If some of you, as we go through these changes of seasons, we, you know, now are on daylight saving time, different things happen environmentally speaking where, you know, you might just be struggling with things, stress, things along those lines. If you want to develop the highest possible quality of life and how you feel, go see Ascent Health Center today, 303-343-8800, or find them at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, let's do this. A good shop coming up next. And for a lot of you, this morning even was pretty slippery out. So if you found yourself in any kind of an accident where you've had a fender bender or even a major accident where it's going to require a major repair, whatever it happens to be, a good shop can help you. Al and his team at a good shop, there's three locations to serve you. Don't forget about their mobile estimating app as well. And again, don't let the insurance company steer you on where to go. Call a good shop today, klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. Again, appreciate Jared Stepman joining us a moment ago talking about what's going on south of the border, which continues, or at the border, I should say, our southern border, which continues to be literally an utter disaster. You now finally even have the liberal mass media calling it a crisis. Jen Psaki, the press secretary, of course, won't, but she's a puppet, you know, based upon whatever she's told to say. And until they're actually approving her to say so, she won't. I got a text message from somebody a moment ago because I believe that the mask wearing should be a personal choice and that I really don't care if you wear one or not. Because I said I don't care what somebody else does when it comes to a mask means I don't care about people. By the way, it's about as far from the truth as it gets. Just because I believe someone has the freedom to choose doesn't mean I don't care about them. No, in fact, I care about them enough to where they can make their own choice. That's a whole different care than what the quote-unquote left supposedly cares about people when all they want to do is control you and tell you what decisions you should or shouldn't make. And by the way, I don't see that as care for another individual. We've all seen, and I could go for an hour probably or longer when it comes to, you know, narcissism and the control factor and how that person may think even in their own mind they care from somebody else that they're trying to control. But any of us that have ever been around anybody that has that disease of narcissism will know or knows that their caring is far from it. In fact, it's just the opposite. Control, by the way, in my opinion, does not equal care. It's like raising kids. Any of you out there listening know what I mean by this. If you've raised kids, you get to a point, and I understand when kids are little, you have to control a lot of things that they do because you do care about them and their safety and so on. But as they get older and they start to decipher right from wrong, there are times as a parent where you will let them make those decisions knowing full well they may be making a wrong decision. But you allow them to make that decision because, yes, you do care about them. You want them to learn from that decision and that mistake they're about to make so they don't make it again. Because here's the fact of the matter, folks. If we never make a mistake and then learn and grow from that mistake, you never learn and grow. And that is the root cause, in my opinion, or the root difference between what we believe in this country when it comes to freedom and what our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and so on says, the way our founding fathers set things up, that versus the way every other form of government is run, they are in polar opposites of one another. We believe in freedom of choice and making those choices based upon what you feel like you need to do for your life versus the other where they tell you what choice to make. I prefer the prior always. I want to make my own choices, right, wrong, or otherwise. And by the way, as Christians, that's pretty much the way the Bible talks, and that's very biblical, us making our own choices and then suffering whatever those consequences are, good or bad, after said choice is made. Dictating to everyone what they should or shouldn't do, by the way, that's not freedom, that's not fun, and that's not anything I want to be a part of. So let me make myself very clear. Do I care about other people? Very much so, because I want them to be free. Because the freer they are, the better choices they'll make in the end. Anytime you don't have the ability to choose, you will always, in my opinion, make bad choices, by the way, as time goes by. So just explaining myself there. We'll come right back. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next. Now, one thing I should let you all know, and whether you read the news today or not, this was not a headline, by the way, but another chip manufacturer, chips as in chips that power all sorts of things that we use in life, including our vehicles, one of them burned up over the weekend. In turn, there will now be even a greater chip shortage when it comes to new vehicles. What's that mean? You're going to see less and less new vehicles available for sale. So my point is this. If you're in the market for a new car, go buy it now and do that at Purifoy Chevrolet. 303-659-8311 or shop online at purifoychevrolet.com.
The team at Purifoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purifoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purifoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, wrapping up this first hour. If it's close to 7 o'clock and you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. I do appreciate it very much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, though, hour two is next. Sarah Holden's going to join us at the top of the hour, Senior Director and Retirement Investor Research at the Investment Company Institute. And we're going to talk about pandemic year tax tips. So don't go anywhere. By the way, you file now on May 17th. That's the deadline. We'll be right back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.